Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
On August 3rd, 1936, Jesse Owens begins his historic Olympic streak at the Berlin Games. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
He was called the Buckeye Bullet. A native of Alabama, the grandson of an enslaved person, Jesse Owens was raised in Ohio in the middle of America. And soon he would find himself in the middle of history. An athlete of exceptional skill and of remarkable grace, Owens was just 22 years old when he traveled to Nazi Germany for the 1936 Olympic Games. Owens said, "People come out to see you perform, and you've got to give them the best you have within you. A lifetime of training for just 10 seconds." The games almost hadn't happened for American athletes. The Olympics had been scheduled for Berlin in 1931, about 2 years before Adolf Hitler had taken power. The Nazi regime's racist ideology prompted protests and attempted boycotts, but the games, including Americans, went on. It's long been noted that the Berlin Olympics were supposed to showcase Hitler's racist beliefs. But then came Jesse Owens, who on this date won the gold medal in the 100-meter dash. He ran it in a world record-tying 10.3 seconds. Three more golds would follow in the long jump, the 200-meter dash, and the 400-meter relay. He wasn't alone. 18 black athletes were on the U.S. team, winning 14 medals. Owens recalled, "I always loved running. It was something you could do by yourself and under your own power. You could go in any direction, fast or slow as you wanted, fighting the wind if you felt like it, seeking out new sights just on the strength of your feet and the courage of your lungs." That's also a pretty good description of democracy. In a shameful moment, President Roosevelt did not honor the black Olympians. Jim Crow remained strong at home, and the president chose to do the wrong thing. Only in after years would Jesse Owens and his teammates receive the recognition they were due. When Owens died in 1980, he was praised by President Jimmy Carter, who said, "Perhaps no athlete better symbolized the human struggle against tyranny, poverty, and racial bigotry. His personal triumphs as a world-class athlete and record holder were the prelude to a career devoted to helping others. His work with young athletes as an unofficial ambassador overseas and a spokesman for freedom are a rich legacy to his fellow Americans." In 2016, in President Obama's last year in the White House, the president paid homage to Owens and his teammates. Owens's cleats are now housed in the National Museum of African American History and Culture, an artifact, Obama noted, that enables every American to have a sense of the courage that he displayed. But it wasn't just Jesse. It was other African-American athletes in the middle of Nazi Germany, under the gaze of Adolf Hitler, that put a lie to notions of racial superiority, whooped them, and taught them a thing or two about democracy, and taught them a thing or two about the American character. In fact, Jesse Owens once said, "The purpose of the Olympics is to do your best." So is America. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Audacy company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.